Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this festival of St. James the Elder is the Gospel reading, which has just been read. I celebrated a few special anniversaries last week. The ones that are especially notable is my baptismal birthday, 58 years. My anniversary on the same day, a few years later, obviously, 31 years. But the lesser known anniversary that I celebrated last week was my ordination anniversary, July 18th, 31 years ago. If I would have known exactly what would happen in those 31 years, on the moment that I was ordained, I might have thought twice about answering those ordination vows. But fortunately, in God's grace, I didn't know all that would be rolled out in those 31 years. And I was confident that in spite of my own weaknesses, the Lord would give me strength when and where I needed it. But in many respects, I, like you, are probably a lot like James and his brother John, who put this question to Jesus as they're thinking about the future of the kingdom. We have some requests as far as our position in the kingdom. And notice how Jesus answers, "What do you want me to do for you? Grant us to sit one at your right, one at your left in your glory." No small request. I remember when I first came to the seminary, I was thinking, all I needed was a couple of homiletics courses and they could turn me loose on the church. And what does Jesus say to James and John? What does he say to young students like me when I was thinking about becoming a pastor, even when I was stepping up for those ordination vows? "You do not know what you are asking. Are you ready to drink, or able to drink, the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" Foolishly, they said, "We are." And then he says, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand and left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." Jesus promised them, he promised me, he promises you that the ministry that is ahead will be one where we will drink the cup that he drank. It's a cup of struggle, suffering, and service. When they talk about looking forward to having this privileged position, he reverses that and says, "The Gentiles lord it over them, but is not so among you. Whoever wants to be the greatest must be the servant of all." And he didn't just tell that to them, he embodied it himself. As he served the world, drinking not just the fine wine or even the cheap wine as he interacted with people, but drinking the very cup of wrath that God put on his table on Good Friday and draining it to its very dregs, the wrath of God over all sin, all of our sins. He drank it freely for us. And he assures those who follow him that there will, when we are faithful, there will be suffering, there will be struggles. However, he also assures us that he has been the one who has first served us. The conclusion of this text is the foundation for all of our ministry. "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom, as a full payment for the many, for the masses of humanity, for you and for me." In Jesus, That work is done that I could never accomplish in my 31 years of ministry, and however more years the Lord grants me in ministry, I could not begin to do what he has done in that one day, offering his perfect sinless life as a complete payment for not just my sins, not just my congregation's sins that I serve, but for the sins of the whole humanity. He has atoned for them. He has done that work no one else can do, and he has offered it freely to us. We think of this. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? I think I'm a little wiser than I was 31 years ago. And I would say, Lord, not really. I'm a weak sinner. But the great news is, he doesn't give us the cup of wrath to drink day in and day out as ministers of the gospel. He gives us this cup, his cup of blessing, his cup of grace, his cup of forgiveness, of salvation, of life. And because he gives us this cup, it is this cup, this union with Christ, that enables us to be what Christ calls us to be here, servants of all, that enables us to do what Christ calls upon us to do, to be baptized with a baptism of suffering and struggle for the cause of the kingdom. Not because we in and of ourselves are worthy and able, but because Jesus has joined his life to you in your baptism and continues to empower and strengthen you by letting his very body and blood come into your life, filling it with life, forgiveness, and strength for each and every day. We know what happened to St. James the Elder. We heard about it in the Acts text. Indeed, there was a challenge ahead of him, and yet he willingly suffered. He was the servant of all, and in giving his life, he gained life, eternal life. Why? Because of Christ having paid for his sins, having paid the ransom, and having given him this cup of blessing week after week. May it also be true in your ministry that not only is Jesus servant of all, but also you. In Jesus' name, amen.